Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Bureau of Land Management has proposed a land lease rule, which has been a surprise to the ranching and multiple use communities, according to Gaitlin Glover, Executive Director of the Public Lands Council. She gives a breakdown of what the rule entails.
First, it changes the way the BLM applies their landscape health evaluations across the landscape. The second part establishes an entirely new use under the federal law that guides BLM's management of federal lands. That's called FLTMA, the Federal Land Policy and Management Act. And it does that because BLM very clearly wants to turn conservation into a business venture for them through the concept of conservation leases. And so it establishes a whole new, brand new leasing system, kind of akin to the oil and gas program and even the mining program, but it does so without congressional direction.
Glover says the third part of the rule would codify the areas of environmental concern designation, which would essentially eliminate voluntary conservation. She says the rule is bureaucratic overreach.
They weren't transparent. They didn't talk to the public. They've done no NEPA, no environmental evaluation under the National Environmental Policy Act.
According to BLM.gov, the rule would protect land for future use and also addresses climate change. There is public meeting information published on the BLM.gov website, and the comment period for this proposed rule ends June 20th.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.